From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. It now appears that at least a small portion of the oil leaking from that blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico has entered what is known as the loop current. That's according to officials with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Charlie Henry is scientific support coordinator for NOAA.
There's some light sheen, some light oiling that are filling the effects of the loop current. And that oil is going to move slowly with the loop current, and we actually expect most of that to dissipate or probably degrade or weather before it actually would even come close to threatening the South Florida area and the Straits of Florida.
In fact, the oil is in the loop current is significant, though, since it travels not only to the Florida Keys but also up the East Coast. Even as concerns mount about the giant spill, BP continues its efforts to plug the leaking well. In addition to plans to try and clog the wellhead itself, the oil company is diverting some of the oil away from a leaking underwater pipe. Senate Democrats failed 57-42 to get the votes they needed to begin debate to close the financial overhaul bill. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Just one Republican crossed party lines to support the vote to limit debate, while two liberal Democrats, Senators Maria Cantwell and Russell Feingold, went against their party and voted no. Lawmakers have been squabbling throughout the week over which amendments would come up for debate. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
We ran into a number of roadblocks. We had a situation where if one person didn't get their amendment, they would stop other people getting the amendment. And that was on both the Democratic side and the Republican side.
Amendments still left to be discussed include a provision sparing car dealers from oversight by the proposed Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and another barring banks from doing certain kinds of risky trades. Majority Leader Reid says he will try for another vote Thursday. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama is hosting Mexican President Felipe Calderon in Washington today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from the White House both men criticized a new immigration law in Arizona.
When the law goes into effect this summer, Arizona will make it a crime to be in the country illegally. Mexican President Calderon called the new law discriminatory. He spoke through an interpreter at a Rose Garden press conference.
People that work and provide things to this nation will be treated as criminals.
President Obama was more circumspect. He said the law is misguided with the potential to be enforced in a discriminatory way.
What I've directed my Justice Department to do is to look very carefully at the language of this law to see whether it comports both with our core values and existing legal standards, as well as the fact that the federal government is ultimately the one charged with immigration policy.
President Obama called again for a comprehensive immigration overhaul. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
Stocks fell again in the U.S. today, and once again it was in response to falling European markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 66 points today. The NASDAQ lost 18 points. The S&P dropped 5 points. This is NPR. Times Square bombing suspect Faisal Shahzad also considered a number of other targets in New York, including Grand Central Station, Rockefeller Center, and the World Financial Center. That's according to the Associated Press, which is citing a law enforcement official. Latest revelations come on the heels of the first court appearance by Shahzad since he was taken into custody some 2 weeks ago. In a brief appearance yesterday, the 30-year-old former financial analyst spoke just once, saying yes when questioned about whether the information contained in an affidavit was the truth. Shahzad, who waived his rights to a speedy trial, has been talking with authorities. Minutes of the Federal Reserve's meeting last month show the central bank is more upbeat about the economic recovery. And as Daniel Carson reports, it plans to keep interest rates low for the time being.
The minutes spell out a rosier view of the economy. The Fed predicts the gross domestic product will climb as much as 3.7% this year. At the same time, inflation remains very tame. In fact, the consumer price index fell 0.1% last month. Overall, John Canale, an economist with LPL Financial, calls it the best of both worlds.
They're okay with the pace of the recovery, yet the recovery is not going to generate as much inflation as they thought it was going to, and I think the market thus far is agreeing with that assessment.
The Fed is expected to keep interest rates where they are through the end of the year. The board spent a lot of time discussing when it should unload the $1 trillion worth of assets on its balance sheets. The Fed bought up mortgage-backed securities to help stabilize the economy. No decision was made. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Crude oil futures prices closed up slightly. The near-month contract for crude was up 46 cents a barrel today, ending the string of losses it suffered. Oil settled at $69.87 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.